Papadopoulos also exhibited the symptoms of the Obama transition's salivary gland stimulus. We haven't seen this kind of combination of star power and brain power and political muscle this early in a cabinet in our lifetimes, Stephanopoulos dribbled. After blotting his chin a bit, he added, he's managed his transition with the same kind of precision and discipline that he managed to show during the campaign. It's hard to imagine this transition going much better for the president-elect. The Washington Post and Newsweek both indulged in transition mania, launching websites featuring by-the-minute blogging of Barack Obama's historic and unprecedented ascension to power. The New York Times told the story of how the savvy Obama made a phone call 13 days before the election to send a feeler out to General James Jones for the National Security Advisor post. 13 whole days, as if no other incoming president over the last 232 years had come up with the genius concept of reaching out to potential nominees before Inauguration Day. This used to be called planning ahead. In the most historic and unprecedented incoming administration in our lifetimes, Obama's phone call was hailed as a visionary advance mobilization for the benefit of Western civilization. An inconvenient aside,